Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
And we're live to Salem as State Senator Floyd Prusansky with us. Floyd, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Doing all right. So the legislature getting ready for the session, the regular session, which begins on Monday. What kinds of things are lawmakers involved in this week?
Well, on Monday of this week, we did what was called the organizing of the legislature for the upcoming session that starts on Tuesday of next week, the 19th. And basically, we swore in our newly elected, re-elected, as well as appointed members of both chambers. Then there was basically the first readings of all of the bills that had been pre-session filed in both chambers. On the Senate side, they read in approximately 800 bills that had been pre-session filed through members, committees, as well as agencies through the governor's office.
So a busy time. Now, you mentioned Tuesday, not Monday, so I had that wrong. But what kinds of things are ahead in this session?
Well, there's a lot of things happening at this point. I mean, because of the coronavirus, we are at a position we need to figure out how to actually move forward with the session and safe distancing, et cetera. It's been determined by the administrator of the Capitol that at this point we are not able to do so. So we will be running the session somewhat virtually, and we have set up different procedures and processes to assure that we have more transparency than, quote unquote, we may have had in a live in-person type of session. Specifically, on the Senate side, we are going to have a requirement that an amendment that could be introduced to a bill would have to be posted for the public to know of it and everyone else for at least 24 hours before it could be considered. So we'll be doing virtually. It's similar to what we've done over the this past year with the committees meeting in our legislative days. And so it's an extension at that point where we're going. We will be moving to a model that we as members will be coming in on certain days of a week. And at this point, the way it's been set up is that we're scheduled to be there this coming Tuesday, that there is a chance that that may be modified. But what we once we get going, it's a plan that we'll be meeting one day a week in Salem. To move bills that reach the floor and do other procedural stuff. And then as we get further along in the session, we'll pick up the number of days per week that we will be there. So currently, I don't think any of the members are actually in Salem unless they live in the Salem area. Most, as far as I know, if not all, have returned back to their homes in their own districts.
Wow. Interesting times. This is sort of like running the legislature lower occupancy like you do a lot of other places.
Yeah, it really is interesting, and it is one of those things I know that many, many members and the leadership is very concerned to ensure public participation. And because of the issues that we have, as I use as an example, in Lane County courts, for them to actually do a jury trial, because of the safe distancing requirements and needs, it takes three courtrooms to run a jury trial. And so you can imagine how our rooms are set up for hearings are just not able to provide that safe distancing that's necessary at this point.
Wow. So is everybody doing okay with the technology and all the changes? I mean, a lot of organizations, things honestly are sometimes a little clunky.
Yeah, I would say overall, yes, because that's not, quote unquote, our first rodeo of using virtual communications, electronic devices to conduct the business. You could say that these legislative days have been somewhat of a test run as to accommodating. Clearly, with that, there are going to be some bugs in it, such as if we have the record, for whatever reasoning, the machines not being able to continue to work, we'll have to basically take a recess and break until we can actually get the recording system back up. So we'll have, I think, some of those kinks just like any other business would. But hopefully with the skilled individuals we have, we will have very little of that.
Now, obviously, being in the Eugene area, you've got a bit of a drive during normal times. But for some of the lawmakers over in Eastern Oregon, you know, it's 7 hours each way. And this may be interesting for them to actually be in person periodically, but at home a lot more.
That's correct. Senator Lynn Finley, he represents a very large area on the east side of the Cascades up against the border areas, numbers of counties that he has. He was telling me that he's planning on coming over and just staying basically one day when we're doing daily or once per week. Once we start getting into like 3 days a week, possibly even 2 days a week, he said that at that point he would be staying put. He's already got arrangements in Salem for where he will be staying. And so he's ready to accommodate whatever needs to be done. But as most of us, we'd rather be in district if we can't actually be in person at the Capitol, meaning in the hearing rooms, because even if we are in the Capitol to do our work at this point, because of the safe distancing requirements, we would be doing it virtually from our office.
Yeah, it adds a different aspect to it. And I know there have been some concerns in some quarters about the, even I think some people would say, the legality of having these sessions when people aren't actually all there.
Well, there are some concerns that have been raised, but I believe they've been addressed by the attorneys as to looking at what is required by the Constitution. And because of the scenario that we find ourselves in, I mean, there are, you know, we are in the middle of a pandemic. Last one was 102 years ago. And my understanding, there are some similarities as to what we saw back in those days, not electronically, but precautions that had to be taken for safety for everyone. So this is, you know, the most important part is one of the things that we have to do as a state, as the legislative branch, is to ensure individuals' safety, and that includes their health safety. And so these are some reasonable steps that need to be taken, and what we've done, besides having virtual accommodations and trying to make it as easy for everyone from wherever they're at in the state, which is kind of a plus as compared to needing to be in Salem. We're also maintaining the monitor system that we've been using during the interim days outside of the Capitol, so individuals can in fact participate at the Capitol but outside as compared to the rooms, because we will not be meeting in hearing rooms ourselves.
What do you think are the really big issues the legislature's got to deal with in this session?
Oh, there's so much to have to deal with. This is being our regular session. We have the budget. That's probably one of the most important parts because it gives us a path and a direction and what I'm going to say focus for the next 2 years of how we are planning on accommodating the services and needs of the state to provide for our constituents and other, you know, components of the state. There's going to be definitely some continued discussion regarding, quote unquote, police reform. There's going to be discussion on revenue sourcing. Ballot measure 110 that was passed by the voters, that's going to be a subject matter that will be in my judiciary committee that I will continue to chair. And so just the committee work that I normally do is going to be compounded by taking a measure that was passed in November, actually has action dates, implementation times built into that measure for February 1. So we're already looking at making certain we have enough resources in the sense of personnel to actually provide the resources we need to get this job done in a punctual way.
All right, going to be a busy time, whether it's Salem or wherever you might be. State Senator Floyd Przanski, we'll be checking in with lawmakers periodically during the session. Floyd, thanks for being on this morning.
Kyle, thank you very much. I look forward to those future conversations.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.